In the early 2010s, anyone following the author Wiley Cash on Facebook would find what they'd likely expect. There were posts about Cash's upcoming books and readings, raves about other authors, and some photos of Cash's wife and the birth of their first child. But toward the middle of the decade, Cash began sprinkling in posts of a more political nature.
I am no journalist, but somebody who engages publicly with ideas and doesn't only launch my ideas out in a book every 3 to 4 years or whenever I can get around to publishing them. And I saw, you know, whatever tiny mouthpiece I have in my corner of the internet or book tour is a valuable place to be able to share the ideas that I have.
In a burst of posts in the fall of 2015, Cash called out North Carolina's U.S. senators for opposing gun control legislation. The following year, Cash devoted some of his posts to defeating North Carolina's so-called bathroom bill. He took regular aim at President Trump and Trump supporters over the next few years. Since the pandemic, Cash has often assailed those opposed to vaccinations and wearing masks. His latest targets are Texas and other states that have reduced legal access to abortion. Cash's fourth novel, When Ghosts Come Home, was published at the end of September. In the book, a mysterious plane crash sparks a story dealing with race and class in small-town North Carolina.
My identity as a citizen and a father and a North Carolina native and a husband and someone that has certain ideas about who I think I am as a person, that finds its way into my books. I began to see very little delineation between my role as a writer and my role as a citizen. You know, I thought, you know, my values in both pursuits are the same.
What's striking is these posts are on Cash's official writer's page, as opposed to his personal page for family and friends. The page also states that Cash's publisher, HarperCollins, is responsible for the content. A publicist for the publisher didn't respond to an email asking to discuss this issue, but Cash said he has the tacit support of the leadership at UNC Asheville, where he's on the creative writing faculty.
How many times I've been at events, especially in the South, where somebody will stand in the book line and just lean in and whisper, you know, thank you for being a voice. Like, I read your books, but because of my community, because of my job, because of my identity in the community, I could never say the things that you say.
Dave and Carrie Kirpin are nationally renowned social media experts based in New York. They said that while public figures often see wide backlash for expressing conservative views, Cash is playing it smart by getting political on his Facebook writer's page.
Wiley's page, if HarperCollins, if its publisher, believed that his comments would sell fewer books, they would not allow such comments on his Facebook page.
A lot of people with more conservative viewpoints are leaving in droves to go to other networks because they feel that they're not heard or they will be canceled for their viewpoints.
What authors need to do to sell books is build and grow communities of readers. Taking a perspective, political or otherwise, helps to build community. Authors need people to believe in them as people, and politics are part of that picture. There is a price to be paid, but for some, it's a risk worth taking.
Cash agrees, saying if there's any impact at all on book sales, it's minimal. He said he uses social media to build community rather than influence anyone's thinking on a given topic.
I want my kids to be able to look back at the books I have written, the intense paper trail of records and letters and journals and ideas, and the paper trail of social media and say, I know exactly who my father was.
In September and October, Cash's Facebook page seemed devoted solely to book promotion. But with the election results of last week, Cash jumped right back on the political hobby horse. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.